I think you all know that Mr. Ramsbottom has died and gone to be with his Saviour. As King David said concerning Abner, know ye not that a prince and a great man is this day fallen in Israel? Let us commence with hymn number 374. 374. Send help, O Lord, we pray, and thy own gospel bless. For godly men decay, and faithful pastors cease. The righteous are removed home, and scorners rise up in their room. Hymn 374.
Shall we read together this morning from the Word of God, and first from the Book of Psalms, and read Psalm 72, and then turn to the New Testament, the Gospel of John, and read chapter 17. Psalm 72. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, his showers that water the earth. In his day shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles that bring presents, the kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him, all nations shall serve him. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also in him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. There shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure for ever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name for ever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Shall we now turn to the New Testament, to the Gospel of John, and read together chapter 17. Chapter 17, the prayer of David for his disciples and his people. John chapter 17. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on earth. I finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help us now to approach unto him in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious, eternal, almighty Lord God, thou who art holy, 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 thou who art sovereign, thou who rulest over all things, all below thee, none above thee. And Lord, in thy wondrous electing love and mercy, sinners afar off, dead in trespasses and sins, made nigh by thy precious blood, Lord Jesus, that through thy finished work, O Lord, such as we are, O Lord, are able to approach unto the throne of grace, unto the mercy seat, to make known our cries and sighs and petitions to thee, the Father in heaven above. O Lord, the wondrous mercy, the wondrous love that has watched over us and brought us once more to gather in thy name. And the wonder of thy love, that this should be that desire implanted to gather with thy people, to be found around thy word, to have that in us, that longing to know thee present with us, a desire to sing thy praises, a desire to read thy word, a desire to hear thy word. And but for thy sovereign grace and love, O Lord, where would we be this day? O gracious Lord, where would we be? For sadly, we perhaps look back in our lives and see where we have been on thy day when we knew thee not. And yet, Lord, the wonder of salvation, the wonder of the new birth, the wonder of thy great love to sinners. Oh, we pray, O Lord, that even this day there might be something to be let down from the storehouse of heaven to do helpless sinners good. And they might hear that cry, O Lord, to do me good, Lord, to do me good, O Lord, for thou knowest how each one of us have come into thy house this day. We may look upon the outside, Lord, but thou lookest into the heart, nothing hid from thee. And thou knowest where our hearts are, O Lord. Thou knowest what is going on inside us. Thou knowest the events in our lives. And oh, we pray, O Lord, that there might be that used of thee, O Holy Spirit, this day, to fall into hearts prepared of thee, to be used of thee, O Lord, in answer to those cries and sighs and prayers that have gone up, those cries for appearing, those cries for strength to go on, those cries to know sins forgiven, to know that we are washed in thy precious blood. O Lord, and it may be those in that storm at wit's end, Lord, reeling as that drunken man. Maybe as dear Hezekiah oppressed, undertake for me. So we pray, O Lord, that in thy sovereignty, in thy love, in thy mercy, thou might come to each one gathered here this day. And O gracious Lord, help us then. Help each, Lord, help us as we stand in thy name once more. Grant that help at the desk, grant that help in the pew. O Lord, we pray. And we would pray for this cause of truth, O Lord, that thou might grant that help to those with the responsibility for this place. There might be the upholding of their arms. And they might hear those cries that go up, that there might yet be those brought to that soul's concern, born again, as it were, O Lord, in the midst, not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. And they might yet be added unto the church. Such as should be saved, O Lord. Grant that help then, O Lord, for that continuing in prayer, the importunity in prayer, Lord. Oh, we may use words before thee, Lord, but grant that known in our souls of that coming, that coming, that coming. It may be that one that lays upon us in the impossibility of the matter. And yet, Lord, grant that coming unto thee, O Lord, in those heavy laden burdens, Lord, grant that coming unto thee, we would pray. And we would now, O Lord, remember those that mourn. O Lord, the passing of thy dear servant who laboured those many years upon this earth. And now that appointed time has come to be with thee forever. And so we pray for his dear wife and family, Lord, in the path that they walk. That reminder, O Lord, that there is that day before us that we know not. But, O Lord, might we be found ready. And those left behind, as it were, might thou grant them that help and that grace to walk out now in that path that they have not walked before, that thou might bless the widow and the fatherless, and thou might hear the prayers that go up at this time, and we would pray for the church and people at Bethel. O Lord, be with them, bind them together, keep them, Lord, we pray. We think especially of thy servant who labours amongst them this day. And O Lord, these reminders in life, that we know not what is before us, and those places that thou wilt bring us into. But underneath are thy everlasting arms, thy precious promises. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end. So be with thy servant, uphold him and help him. Might there be that strength given, as we would pray for each of thy servants that labour this day, throughout this world, Lord, throughout this world, thy word proclaimed, till that last one gathered in, and be with those at the desk who may be taking reading services this day. Do help them and strengthen them also. Bless the means attended to. O Lord, we pray. And we would remember our land and nation at this time. Lord, oh, what can we say? Our statute book polluted with those laws contrary to thy word. A nation O Lord taken up with those things contrary to thy word, and yet Lord, what of us? Such were some of you. Lord, in wrath remember mercy. And we would pray, O Lord, especially for the children and young people gathered, the little babes in arms, that help and wisdom might be granted to the parents and grandparents, to pray for their soul, to be that example unto them, and to bring them up, Lord, in that nurture and admonition of thee. O Lord, salvation is all of thee, but O might thou grant that wisdom, and might thou keep them from those dangers on every hand. O Lord, we pray. Pardon our every sin, Lord. Help us now, as we ask all for Jesus' sake. Amen.
hymn number 664. 664. What solemn tidings reach our ears, how awful and how grand, a brother landed safe from fears on Canaan's happy land. Hymn 664.
Help us each this morning, I would direct your thoughts to the book of Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, a and chapter 10 and reading verse 7. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 7. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. These words dropped into our thoughts yesterday morning as we had received a text concerning the passing of Mr. Ramsbottom. And we would now seek that help of the Lord to consider these words. The memory of the just is blessed. As we look back in our lives to those in the purposes of Almighty God, we were and have been brought to know. And perhaps with some of us, we look back and we knew nothing of the truths of the Bible and those things contained, and yet in the Lord's sovereign purposes, that bringing of us. From death, from darkness unto light, that work of grace, and that bringing of us to love the people of God, and it may be those who sat under the truth, and yet no desire truly for those gathered around. Yet, as the hymn writer speaks, writes, and sets forth, can we trace out that time in our lives? I love to meet among them now. Trace out that time of the boring of the ear to the doorpost, as it were, that desire to be found in the house of the Lord. And that love to his people. That love to them. Those it may have been that we were complete strangers till that time the Lord led us one to another. And what is it that binds the Lord's people one to another? Is it not that love of the Lord Jesus Christ? As John spoke of it, we love him because he first loved us. And those times of speaking, as the scripture says, those that feared the Lord spoke often one to another. And can we not trace out in those memories of those times of speaking one with another of the Lord's people, in that union and communion, in that love of the Lord, of what he has done for us? And as we've said, perhaps we look back to those that we have known those who may have been close to us, those others that we have known also, and those memories. And what is a memory? Is it not a remembering of something in our life? And through that work of the Holy Spirit, as we read in the Gospel of John, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Do we not know that work? We say these things not in any strength of ourselves, but through that teaching of the Holy Spirit. Yes, is the Comforter and the Remembrancer, bringing to remembrance those memories. And we would not speak of self, but the memories, perhaps with some here also, of Mr. Ramsbottom. We remember when the Lord dealt with us in our student days, and as we came amongst the Gospel Standard Baptists, forget what the matter was, but writing to him and received such a loving response, speaking of being a speckled bird, and under the preaching of the word, those times of blessing also. Memories of the just. Of the just. And who are the just? Those who are justified, able to stand before Almighty God, stand in the finished work, the redeeming love and mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into this world, as Paul spoke of it, to save sinners. We would not digress, but as you may know, the beginning of this year, it was 250 years ago that Newton penned those words, Amazing Grace. And how have they not redounded over those years? That such as you and I can take them upon our lips, that saved a wretch like me. The wonders of electing love and mercy, the wonders of that love that binds his people together, one to another. And so here, the memory of the just is blessed. And dear child of God, dear seeking one, dear one sat in the pew, can we chase out in our own lives those memories, those times of the Lord's appearing, those times of blessing? And as it comes to mind, David in that place, Ziklag, how he had gone down into the land of the Philistines. One day I shall die at the hand of Saul. David, Samuel anointed thee to be king, and the Lord had sought thee out under that guidance of the Lord. And now, coming to Ziklag. The families, his wives, gone. That store that they had made, and the city burning. And the mighty men spoke of stoning him, but what do we read? David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And was it not a time, and we do not read what and how the Lord spoke with him, but in that experience of it, are there not those times of the Lord coming? And yes, we may not be able to describe it in words, but that bringing to remembrance, that work of the Holy Spirit, and that encouraging, that dropped in. And is there not a lifting up of the downcast? As we look back of those times, those memories of the time, and child of God, as we may have said before, that the wonder of these things, that that love of God is shed abroad upon his people. Unmerited, undeserved, nothing of them but all in the Lord Jesus Christ. That love of the Father in that choice of his people, love because he would love. Nothing of what we would be, of what we would do. No. All of him. All of him. And so, is there not that known of those blessed dealings of the Lord with us? And as we think of those who have gone before, the memory, those things brought to remembrance. And perhaps there have been those times when, in our meditation, perhaps in the workplace, in the college, university, in the home, there's been that thinking upon one whom we loved in the Lord, and that bringing to remembrance, and the Lord using it to lift us up, to help us to go on. The memory of the just is blessed. Shall we stop there? Shall we stop there? For this is the solemnity now follows, does it not? But the name of the wicked shall rot. And as we have in Scripture, different ones. Judas, who went out and hanged himself. Self-murder. King Herod, who cast Peter into prison, literally taken. And we would say this lovingly, there are only but two types in this world, those who will be found in the Lord Jesus Christ, and those outside of him. As we read, or as the Lord has left on record of that he spoke in Matthew, of that day of judgment, Come, thou blessed of the Lord, O sheep. Come, thou blessed of the Lord, enter the kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world for you, in that great love wherewith the Lord loved us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And those on his left hand, spoken of as the goats, depart from me, I never knew thee, to be cast into hellfire and damnation. And we read, did we not do this, Lord? Did we not do that in thy name? And the searching nature of these things, of having an outward appearance and no reality of that work of salvation in our soul, in our heart, of that work of the Holy Spirit. We may have sung a number of times, the Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. And if we know anything in our hearts of that work from beginning to end, all of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost in that covenant of electing love and mercy, nothing of the creature, all of Him. And those truths that are believed amongst us as a group of churches, those truths, Mr. Ransbottom is the editor also, and his pastorate over the church at Luton, held fast to. And they are Spirit-taught truths. That day of separation, what of that hymn that perhaps is sung at times? Pause my soul and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? Have I union with the church's living head? Am I made a real Christian in that work of salvation, in the never dying soul? That work unlooked for, as we look in our own life, the life that we led, and others of you, and as the Lord speaks in the third of John of that new birth, of the wind blowing where it listeth, canst not tell the sound thereof, whither it goeth, whither it cometh. Can we not trace out that time in our lives? Why this concern? This concern for eternity, for hell, for my soul, this darkness. Did not bring ourselves there. We say, pick these things lovingly and carefully. That work of the Holy Spirit. And that work begun, performed as the Apostle Paul was brought to the truths of these things, as that work of grace, that work of the new birth begun in his soul, being certain, since the words he uses in Philippians, of this very thing, he that has begun that good work in you will perform it unto the end. And so is the testimony of the Lord's people, one now with him in glory, that work as we believe these things as taught by the Holy Spirit, from beginning to end, all of Him. And as this news has come, is it not that solemn reminder of those words in Hebrews in the 9th chapter? And it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. And in the Ecclesiastes, we have that written, that time for every purpose under heaven. Do we believe it? Perhaps we look back in our lives when we had no concern or understanding of these things, but now, that sovereign hand of Almighty God as David was brought to that place. Though my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. The ordering of all things in our lives by Almighty God, and that performing of his purpose, in that bringing of us through this world to be with him forever. A time appointed. And none of us know, do we? As we look back of those that we have loved in the Lord, that time that they were taken. None of us know that time nor that hour. And yet, what is that scriptural exhortation? Be ye also ready. Be ye also ready. Pause my soul and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? And none of us know that time nor that hour. And perhaps we look back in our lives as we think of that time when it came to us that we had had more years in middle life upon this earth than we had before us, whether in that 80 years and 10 or 80 years. And as we have come past those milestones, as it were, those years before us, going as that sand through an hourglass, and those who are younger, None of us know. How solemn that parable of the Lord Jesus Christ, of that man who had that abundant harvest. So he pulled down the barns, would store it up. My soul, be at ease now. And then we read those words, thou fool, this night thy soul be required of thee, and who shall these things be? And as the Apostle Paul writes, it is certain we brought nothing into this world, and we shall take nothing out. Do we believe it? Do we believe it? Look in our own hearts, those things we put store by will be gone. And in the 3rd of Genesis, as you know, as you read your Bibles, and the things are set forth, the fall of our first parents. And then the Lord says, unto dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. And as we look around, and as we look in those that we've known, and as we those who may have been in the Lord or outside of him, that time that comes, from dust thou art, and dust shalt thou be. And we think of a dear friend who truly was a brother in the Lord, the memory of the just is blessed. Looking in to his grave and thinking, and we know not how we will be taken from this world, but in that course of events, that one day there will be others, and we say this very carefully, who will look into our grave. How will it be with us? For truly, even great age, as the scripture declares, our lives are as a tale that is told. It is but for a moment, isn't it? Those who are older, look back, those years that have gone by, those of you now in middle years, as it were, the families growing up, those different stages of life, those young adults, if we might use those words. Life before you. But before you know, you look back and those years have gone. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. And no one will escape that time. No. Save the Lord come again that second time, and there will be that judgment day. An appointed time. But in that course, till the Lord comes that second time, that judgment, that standing before the Lord. So Christ was offered to bear the sins of many now unto you, or unto them rather, that look for him, shall he appear the second time without salvation. And Paul writes to the Thessalonians concerning that spoken of them. Might it search us out? How he had read how they had turned from idols and were looking for that coming of the Lord. Are we looking for that coming for the Lord? Say these things very carefully, for the devil is such a subtle foe, and we can be taken up with things of our own thoughts and strength in these things. But when thou, my righteous judge, shalt come, shall I among them stand? As you know, the dear Lord, in that house at Bethany, Martha and Mary. Yes, Martha taken up, cumbered about with many things, taken up with looking after the Lord, as it were. And the Lord speaks to her, as you know, Martha, Martha, cumbered about with many things. One thing is needful. One thing is needful. What is it to be found right at last? To be found amongst those who will for all eternity be found in heaven at last to sing the praises of the dear Lamb of God, even the Lord Jesus Christ. One thing needful. What of us? What of us? As these tidings have come, one now passed into glory. And as it came to mind just now, what is contained in those words, forever with the Lord? The prospect, is it not, child of God? Forever with the Lord. To sing his praises for all eternity, not unto us, not unto us, but unto thee, O Lord, be all honour and glory. Yes, child of God, I know in here is that sinful heart, that backsliding heart, that heart encompassed about with those indwelling sins and such like. But is there not that? Can we not trace it out that cannot be quenched, cannot be broken? Is there not known of the Lord Jesus in that work begun and bringing you even thus far? And we have those words of Peter speaking on behalf of the disciples. Lord, will you also go away? Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of everlasting life. And dear tossed one, is it not that cannot be quenched, that cannot be broken? To whom else can we go? To whom else can I go, Lord? Thou hast the words of everlasting life. And if we know the reality of that, it was that, yes, settled from all eternity to eternity, but that work begun of the Holy Spirit and that performing of it unto the end. And we have those words in Psalm 107, isn't it? He led them forth by the right way, might come to that city of habitation. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. And we read the 17th of John. Again, the wonder of the love of the Lord. And is it our desire to be amongst those whom the Lord has prayed for? To be with him where he is. And so his prayer for each one of his people to be with him, with the Father, and the Father where they are in heaven above. And that prayer of the Lord will be answered as each one is gathered in, as one has been gathered. The love of the Lord, even in that prayer for Peter. Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired to have thee, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And that hand that holds his people, My sheep hear my voice, known of me. They shall never perish, none shall pluck from that hand. No, for he that has performed, who has begun that good work in you, will perform it unto the end. As one and another is taken. And just one more thought, as we read that psalm together, and that final verse, the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. And we would not speak of self, but those words came when, as we sat under Mr. Leonard Broom at Southampton for that period of time of when he had passed away, and it struck us, yes, the prayers of Mr. Leonard Broom, or Mr. Broom as we knew him, had ended. But there were those, but yet those prayers to be answered. And others that we know and loved in the Lord, their prayers ended, but perhaps now we have seen those answers to those prayers, family prayers, they may have been. And one now taken, and yet those prayers ended. And yes, the tokens that have been given to him in recent years, but those prayers yet to be answered. And is this not something for us to meditate upon? That yes, there may be those in our families, those of our children, maybe a wife, a husband. Those prayers go up that the Lord might, that their names might be in the book of life. And yes, that time may come that we may, when we are taken, and those prayers may not have been answered in our life, but they may yet be answered. The sovereignty of Almighty God, the faith to believe, to go on. The memory of the just is blessed. The Lord pardon what we've said amiss, but might there be that for us to feed upon. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Ridout will address the Sunday school this afternoon. Mr. Jabez Rutt is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Timothy Pocock next Lord's Day, and he hopes also to address the Sunday school. And our friends at Oakington hold New Year services on Wednesday, God willing. Our closing hymn is number 290. 290. Dangers of every shape and name attend the followers of the Lamb, who leave the world's deceitful shore and leave it to return no more. Hymn 290.
Thank you.
gracious, eternal Lord God, do pardon all that thou hast seen amiss. Grant that for our souls to feed upon, that there might be that to take home to meditate. O Lord, watch over us during the interval. Gather with us at the Sunday school. Might there be that used of thee, we pray. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the union and communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, both present and absent, both now and forever. Amen.